Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The center fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Paul O'Day. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Felix Makovich. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Kleiman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ed Kleiman. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Day moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshot moves to third. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickshot scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cuccinello moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ross. The throw from Tresh and he is out, Schock applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Meyer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Schock catches it and throws to first to double up Kleiman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 1 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into center field. Makovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michaels for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 2 in the game. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Makovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Kleiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleiman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kleiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Cartwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cartwright is 0 for 2 in the game. Cartwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of O'Day who is chasing the ball. Dickshott reaches third base with a triple. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Nagel hits a fly ball into right field. O'Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dickshott scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Heath reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heath moves to third. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Makovich hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eddie Carnett pinch hits for Ed Kleiman. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Senter now pitching. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 3 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 3 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wright moves to third. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kurt Wright scores. Dickshott moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Nagel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 3 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Day hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.